This is Ruben.
Ruben, this is Jeff with Toolcast.
Hey, Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hating life, but trying to get by.
I hear you, man. Same here.
Yeah, it's not always...
It's hot outside and ugly, and I'm thankful I'm inside this evening.
My life is an interesting life here. Sometimes I gotta go to tell customers to stop it because, unfortunately, in our industry, there are some people that are now willing to... Some of these customers are... I gotta tell you, some of this lending is out of control, man. It's out of control.
Oh, I know it is.
I know it is. You gotta tell people, like, dude, like, I'm talking to a customer, I'm like, hey, man, look, you got two loans. You getting a third loan at 40% interest over 5 months, it ain't gonna plug any holes. Because I've used to be on the sales side quite a bit. I still am a little. And guess what happened to all my customers that got third loans? Or fourth loans?
Out of business.
There you go.
Yep.
Because, and, but those lenders make money because they get 80% of their money back. And if you're lending someone at crazy money and fees, then it's boom. So, you gotta, some of the conversations are, hey, look, hold out. 2 weeks of pain and waiting to refi is better than 2 weeks of you sleeping nice and then a boatload of problems. So, let's bring up your file. So, you were in Oregon, correct?
No, I'm home now.
You were, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so, I know we spoke last time. You wanted to get some quotes from us. We want the opportunity to earn your business on both sides. I don't know if you and Nick have spoken regarding the refi and the working capital, have you?
No, actually, I've been slammed since I got back. I'm going to talk to him the first of the week. We do want to talk to you guys about the refi and the working capital.
He's just so you know, he, as of, I think, a few days ago, is no longer with our firm. So I want to reach it. Yeah, it is nothing bad. It's a super nice guy.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that I'm here to help. I don't know if he's coming back or not, but right now he's not here, so I didn't want to beat around that bush.
Okay.
But, you know, he still gets credit regardless for bringing in your file, so that's the whole goal here. And, yeah, we would like to help you with the refi. Did you have a chance to go over the numbers on the work on the equipment side of things?
Yeah, what we ended up doing, we went with the lease, and I just decided this yesterday after we looked at the numbers. We talked to our accountants, and they felt the lease was the better way for us to go, especially if we was going to talk to you guys about the refi.
You know, for us, it's actually the opposite. We want to earn people's business on both structures. Can I ask what you were offered on terms of the lease?
It was basically the same deal. The end amount of money we spent was almost identical.
Okay.
The monthly payment was less. The residual at the end was a shade more. But the way they structured it, it worked out real well for us. Plus, you keep it off. Yeah, you keep it off the books.
What structure they gave to you?
It's a residual. I don't have the numbers here in front of me.
Like
I was looking.
Is it a 10% put or is it like an open-ended residual?
It's a 10% or maybe a little less than that residual at the end.
Yeah, I mean, we prefer to do the equipment finance agreements. I mean, have you signed on the dotted line with them or have you?
I'm signing Monday morning.
All right, well, I mean, here's what I can do, and let me see if I can override our system. What did we quote you out on? Let me make sure I've got your right numbers.
$302, I think, is what the monthly payment was. It come out to be like $198 at the end.
Okay, give me 1 second. We want to earn your business on both. We don't want you to think like, hey, we can give you a better deal on both. That's what we want. That's our goal here. So let me do this. Let me see if I can what kind of override I can do on this. I can't give you a lease on this specific program, but I might be able to make it worth your while. Give me 1 second. We're at 3302, is that correct?
I believe that's what it was, yeah. I'm not where I can see the numbers in front of me right now.
I know that number sounds very familiar. So give me a second.
And the other thing, theirs was like $2805 a month. The monthly outweighs a little less, and... When you got 5 years to prepare for that final payment, it certainly makes it a whole lot
easier. No, I understand. Maybe we can win, maybe we can't. You're at $2805 and 60 months?
I believe is what it is, yes.
And then what's your residual?
It's like 10%. I looked at the dollar amounts, and I can't remember exactly what it was right now, but they was like it, they was a little more on the final payment, but it wasn't much.
Oh, so the final payment for us is a little cheaper, but the lower monthly payment is attractive to you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's do this.
And I've worked with them before. That's no reflection on you, but I have worked with Wilmar a couple times before.
The customers that work with me, that like me, I mean, and like our company, it's hard for someone else to get their business, so I can understand that. Jeff, what's your email?
It's jkepliner@tol-co.com.
Okay. Give me a second. Sounds like you've been busy.
Oh, we hired a new salesman, and we're changing all of our brochures, and we've added two more high-tech lines that require a lot of marketing, and we've been spending a lot of time doing that. So,
Give me one second. If I lose you, it's because I just noticed my laptop is low on battery, so if I don't plug it in, you're on an IP phone, you get kicked off. I use the laptop because I help on a few different departments here in our San Diego branch. Give me a second so I can plug this in my office, or else you'll think I'm hanging up on you. Thanks. So
if you need to email me something later on this evening, that's fine.
What I'm going to do is this. I'm a strong believer of putting everything in writing. It's kind of just the way I was raised. I think right now I can understand that you're a very big kind of apples-to-apples comparison. I'm not a tax advisor, so how things go on the books or don't go on the books, I'm not going to give anyone that advice. It's just not my role, and it's not allowed. But here's what I can do. I'm going to send you an email. We do want to earn your business on the equipment financing, and a lot of customers do have the impressions that you have, which is, hey, look, I don't want to ask someone for too much money, and if I ask them for a lot of money on equipment financing, they'd probably not be as keen to give me as money on the working capital, which is actually the exact opposite. So if we can handle all the business, we usually will give better approvals because we want it all. That's how we make our living here at Bank of Cardiff. So, and you know, like obviously I said, Nick gets that credit. What I can do is this. I cannot get to a payment of $2,805, and on this specific program, you're at $2,805, you said, correct?
I believe that's it. It's $2,805, $2,807, something like that. Giving you round numbers here.
So we're at about a $500 gap with the understanding that 500 times 6 is $30,000, and your residual is probably a little more than $30,000, but I can see the attractiveness of the program you have. And now, just so I can give you an apples to apples, the other approval you've been offered, it's for $150. We're using a $150 number, correct?
Right, it was $153 and some odd change.
Okay, I quoted you on $150, but if we're including taxes, we could go to that, and that's just dollar for dollar, it's there. We just see the final invoice, we get taxes, there's no big deal usually on that. The program you have, it's pretty discounted, but since it's already approved, I can do a small manager override. I'm going to send you an email, and I'm also going to give you on the phone what we can do. Your payment should be $3,302. Competitive situation, I can bump it up a tier. What I can offer you is, if you do two payments down, it might be a little more attractive to you. One tier up, we're at a payment of about, let's see, where are we exactly? We are at, and are you looking for any other trucks in the meantime, or is this it?
No, this is it. I replace them about every 3 to 5 years, depending on how busy we are and what's going on, and we just run these as long as we could. I think we went 7 or 8 on these, so.
Okay.
It was just because of the economy, 208, 209, 210, you know how ugly it was.
It was horrible. Here's I don't think us trying to undercut them is something there, but here's what I can offer you. I can offer you, and this, keep in mind, you're a first-time customer with us, so what I would tell customers, we don't earn business by disparaging other people. It sounds like you've got a good relationship, but I think if we can come out of the gates the first time and give you a solid offer, who knows what we can do in the future. And like I said, we do working capital and equipment financing, not just one or the other. I can't offer you a lease, but I can bump your tier up. What that would mean is if we did $150,000 flat, your payment would go to $3,207.67, which is it's a little less than $100 a month. It would save you about another $6,000. And I'll shoot you that email, and that might be enough incentive to throw some business our way. You know, regarding the tax break and keeping it off the books, I'm not a tax advisor, but most of my customers are more comfortable with a finance agreement, and that's what we just tend to do for vehicles.
And in some cases, we are. We just went with what the accountants basically said this time, and they have a tendency, and I don't know why, but they like lean into leases, and I believe it's cleaner for them
I can give you some feedback on that.
Okay.
So, and sometimes it depends. Sometimes accountants get very limited information. So on an apples-to-apples comparison, an accountant's going to tell you to do a lease. And the reason they're going to tell you to do a lease is because of the tax break. And so if you lease equipment, you're generally expensing that equipment, and you're writing off the whole payment. You're not just taking the taking the depreciation and interest. And for them, it's simpler, too. I mean, my accountant, he tells me, like, hey, look, Ruben, if you ever send customers my way, I'd prefer, it's not really his forte, but he prefers to do leases because he's not having to run T-values. He's not having, it's a simpler job. He gets paid the same to do a much simpler job. That being said, I would like to give you a little feedback because sometimes accountants just hear the word lease and a truck lease, and they assume it conforms to the same standards. So typically, a truck lease done by the manufacturer is going to follow us, and you should talk to your accountant about this, but there's a few things that the IRS looks for. The first thing is they look at useful life. So if the equipment is generally, from what I understand, if the majority of useful life is used, it really won't qualify for a useful, it won't qualify for a traditional lease. The second thing is they'll look for a residual. So if there's a guaranteed purchase option, typically from what I understand of 10% or less, it's considered a loan for the IRS. Whereas if you have a higher residual and it's not a guaranteed, 10% or buck out, you can treat it as a lease. The third thing, which is actually most crucial, is the amount of money you're paying back over the lease. So, for instance, you go to Toyota and you get a Camry and you lease that Camry. Camry costs $25,000. The amount of money you're paying over the life of the lease isn't close to $25,000. You're not paying for the value. So, and there's four basic rules, and you can look this up, that as long as you check all those boxes, it should be treated as a lease. This lease, though, that you're talking to me about, you're running numbers of $2,800. So I do think that if your accountant really sees these numbers, and I'm not trying to disparage your accountant or your other company, my opinion is this should be treated as a loan because it the cost of the equipment exceeds, the payments exceed the cost of the equipment. Because I'm just doing a payment of $2,800 and I'm multiplying that by 60. And so although I'm not a tax advisor, I believe that this, for at least for your tax returns, should be treated as a loan, not a lease. And
you may be right, but they're comfortable treating it as a lease. Now, there is one other thing that we do with these. Now, I won't do this with the 3500, and I won't do it with the van. But for the salesman's pickups, which that's three of them, we offer the pickups to the salesman's if we stay on the five-year schedule.
Yeah.
When the pickup comes due, if they want to pick up, they can buy it for the residual. Then I turn around and buy another one, which makes it pretty unique for them, and they take care of the vehicle a little bit better when they've got it too. So that was the other thing that was a little bit attractive for it. Now, because we're buying transportation vehicles or delivery vehicles, they don't count in that. So
okay.
But send it to me. We'll take a look at it in the morning. But either way, the first of the week, we want to get with you and talk to you about
the refi.
The other loan. The refi.
Yeah, I think it's a great program for 60 months. And I'm just typing, are you in front of a computer?
I'm not right now. I've actually just shut it all down. I was getting ready to walk out the door, and I about forgot to call you. And I seen my notes sticking on the phone, so. And I had the note where you called the other day. I've just been in one meeting and out of another one. Like I say, we just hired a new salesman, and we've been training and strategizing for next week. I've got two salesmen. I split a territory, so I've got to make sure that they're going to work together and they're going to travel together a little bit. So make sure that was working right.
I'm not going to take any more of your time. Please give me a call. I'll shoot you the info on the updated approval. Like I said, I think just not to like barge this in, but I think at the end of the day, from what at least my product knowledge is, this should be treated as a capital loan for tax purposes with everything you're telling me, but I could be wrong. But I will shoot you an email, and hopefully we can find a good solution that you'd be okay with.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, buddy.
Well, I certainly appreciate. Oh, no problem. I appreciate what you guys done, and I hate Nick's left you guys. So he seemed like a nice young man. I really enjoyed talking to him both times I talked to him, and I don't usually say that about people calling me out of the blue and cold calling, but he called, and I took the call, and I said, well, we're not interested now, but we will be later. He wasn't pushy. He said, okay, when would be a good time to call you back? And that's when he called me back, which is unusual. You usually tell somebody to call me in 2.5-3 months. That's when we're looking at it. I told him in maybe January, February, we was looking for it in late May and June.
A super nice guy. Good guy. Yeah. Worked hard. Nothing bad to say about him.
Yep.
So I'll take any more time, and hopefully I will hear from you soon.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.